faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman is about to reveal to Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen that he does not know who he is, the evil forces against him have marked Lois's swiftly moving car for immediate and ruthless destruction.
Say, there's excitement in the air, and here's the reason. Kellogg's Pep, that super delicious cereal, has something for you that packs thrills with a score. It's terrific. It's genuine. A money belt just like the GIs wore. Yes, sirree, you can get the exact same article. It has three secret compartments, one large pocket and two smaller ones to carry your club passwords, secret codes, letters, identification, money. The flap that folds over on the inside keeps the pocket secret. Why, this money belt will come in mighty handy this summer when you boys and girls go on hikes or to camp. It's the same kind of money belt your big brother wore when he was in service. The genuine army article in real khaki color with a full-size buckle. Adjustable, so it's sure to fit any size waist. GIs paid a dollar for theirs, but you can get yours for only 10 cents and a box top from those crisp, fresh whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep. Send the Pep box top and a dime, your name and address to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'll repeat that for you. Mail one dime and one box top from Super Delicious Pep, along with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get busy. Send for your genuine Army money belt today. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now the adventures of Superman.
As you remember, a dishonest politician named Big George Latimer, who hates and fears Superman, conspired with a former Nazi concentration camp doctor to cripple the mind and body of the Man of Steel, liquefying a small portion of kryptonite, a strange metallic substance which robs Superman of all his strength. Latimer and the German doctor fed it to him, and although Superman managed to escape after only two treatments, he had lost his memory. Believing his name was Bud Smith, he became a sensational baseball pitcher and was purchased by the Metropolis Titans. Latimer, however, feared Superman might recover his memory, and he laid plans to abduct him and complete the Man of Steel's destruction. As we continue now, the famous Bud Smith has just arrived in Metropolis and is being driven to the ballpark by Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen, who are fascinated by his amazing resemblance to their missing reporter friend, Clark Kent, who, as we know, is really Superman. Following them in another car are Latimer and Al McGuire, an unscrupulous private detective. Listen.
Don't get too close to them, McGuire. I don't want them to suspect they're being followed.
Don't worry, Mr. Latimer. My business is trailing people. Now tell me what you got in mind. Who did you phone back there in the railroad station?
Blake, my secretary. I told him to have a few of the boys in a big truck on Dunhill Road. That's the direct route to the ballpark.
Yeah, I know. What's that got to do with Miss Lane and Bud Smith? I mean, Superman.
I told Blake to have everyone cleared off Dunhill Road except a few of our own boys and close it to traffic. That means all cars will have to detour around it, except Miss Lane's car and ours.
I think
you see,
I get
Dunhill Road was built over the old shore railroad tracks, so there's no houses on it. Just right
now. Now, wait a minute. If the road is closed, how is Miss Lane's car going
to
get on it?
Easy. I ordered all approaching cars to be flagged to a stop at this end of the road and then directed to the detour.
Uh-huh.
Blake and Gus will be there. Both know Superman. When they see him in Miss Lane's car, they'll say the road work was just finished and send the car through on Dunhill.
I get it. And there's a little hold-up or accident or something, huh?
Something is right. We'll be right behind him, and I've got the piece of kryptonite with me to weaken Superman, so we won't have to worry about... Hey, watch that turn.
I see it. Look, I can figure out what happens to Superman, all right. We load him into the truck, take him to some nice, quiet place where you and that Nazi doctor finish up the job you started on him.
Right. This time he won't get away until the job is finished.
Well, that part's okay, Mr. Latimer, but what about the other two in the car, Miss Lane and the kid? You can't just let them go after they see what happens?
Naturally not. We'll take care of them.
What do you mean, take care of them? That's what worries me.
You'll see when the time comes.
Now, wait, Mr. Latimer. I said I'd go along with you on the Superman angle, but I don't want to get mixed up in any more kidnappings or killings or anything like that.
What's the matter, McGuire? Getting chicken-hearted?
No, just careful. But I got a business, Mr. Latimer, and a family.
You should have thought of that before you pulled that blackmail on me. Now you're in this up to your neck, McGuire. And you're going to win with me or hang with me. Understand?
Sure, but look,
getting close to Dunhill Road, and I want to be right behind Miss Lane and Superman when Blake and Gus flagged him down.
Okay, Mr. Latimer. Hang on.
You've been listening to Jim and me talk for quite a while now, Miss Lane. Have you been able to identify my voice yet?
Frankly, no, I haven't, Mr. Smith.
Oh,
I know I've heard it before. I'm positive I have.
So have I.
But I can't quite place it. Can you, Jim?
No. What bothers me most is how Bud Hill...
You mean Mr. Smith, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith.
That's okay. You can call me Bud, Jim. Most of the players and fans do. Now, what are we going to say?
Well, I can't understand how you can look so much like Clark Kent. His twin brother couldn't look more like him.
Really?
Yeah, and you move just like he does and seem exactly like him. And yet you're not he.
It is remarkable.
I wonder if...
The only thing different is your voice.
Yes. If not for that, nobody could make me believe you weren't Mr. Kent. As a matter of fact, I still can't make myself believe it.
I wonder if it could be possible that...
What?
Well, I don't know if you'll understand this. I can't quite understand it myself, but... Well, they call me Bud Smith, but I'm not altogether sure...
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. I just noticed another difference.
What's that, Miss Lane?
Clark wore glasses. Mr. Smith doesn't.
Say, that's right.
Well, I guess that ends that possibility then. I don't think I ever wore glasses.
You don't think?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
My eyes seem quite strong, so I don't...
But Mr. Kent's eyes couldn't have been weak, Miss Lane. I tried his glasses on once when he forgot them on his desk, and they were just like window glass.
They were? Are you sure, Jim?
I couldn't even tell I had them on.
Oh? Look, Mr. Smith, you said something very strange just now.
Strange? What do you mean?
Well, a little while ago, I asked you if you'd ever lived in Metropolis, and you said you didn't remember.
That's right. I don't remember, Miss Lane.
You don't?
But how could that be? And how could you not remember if you ever had to wear glasses?
Well, you see... Look, I haven't known you too long. At least, I don't think I have, but... Well, I like you.
We like you too, Bud.
Yes, we...
What's more, I feel I can trust you.
Of course you can. What are you driving at?
Well, you may be able to help me.
Help you?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you. I've got to tell somebody, so here it is. You see...
Wait a minute, Mr. Smith.
What's up?
There's something wrong up ahead. We're being flagged down.
Huh? Oh, yes. Looks as if the road we're coming to is closed.
Oh, that's Dunhill Road, the direct way. Now we'll have to detour about 5 miles.
What's the matter, mister? Is Dunhill closed? Well, is it or isn't it? I can see the roadblock, but I don't see any men working on the road.
What are you staring at me for? Answer the lady.
Excuse me. The road was closed, lady, but it's open again now. You can go through. I'll pull the block out of your way.
Well, thank you.
Gee, that's swell.
Odd the way that fellow stared at me, wasn't it? As if he knew me.
Well, you must have seen your picture in the papers, Bart.
Yes, you are a celebrity, you know.
Oh, yes, maybe that was it.
Okay, lady, go ahead.
Thank you. Here we go. Now you can go on with what you started to say, Mr. Smith.
Everything okay, Gus?
Yes, sir. The car with the diamond, you know who, just went through, Mr. Latimer.
Fine. Get that roadblock back as soon as we pass now.
You bet, Mr. Latimer.
Okay, McGuire. Get going. This is it.
Shifting into high gear, Al McGuire drives onto the blocked-off Dunhill Road after Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Superman. And Gus, Big George Latimer's henchman, quickly closes the road behind them. What will happen? We'll return in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Say, did you ever get burnt up because brother or sister got hold of your secret papers? Well, that won't happen if you send for the money belt Kellogg's Pep has for you. It's the genuine article, just like the GIs wore. A real army money belt with 3 secret compartments, 1 large pocket and 2 smaller ones. You can carry your secret code, money, important papers, anything you may be collecting. A swell hiding place for your personal things. Now, there's a special flap that folds over on the inside and keeps the pocket secret. It's exactly the same money belt GIs wore. The genuine army article in real khaki color with a full-size buckle. Adjustable so it's sure to fit you. You can wear it under your coat or your jacket or on the outside. And is it a bargain? Although GIs paid a dollar for theirs, you can get yours for only 10 cents. And one box top from a package of those crisp whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep. Send your name and address to and mail to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that now? Mail one dime and one box stop from a package of Kellogg's Pep, along with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Today, right now, send for your genuine Army belt with three secret compartments. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Unaware that she is headed for danger, Lois Lane, accompanied by Jimmy Olsen and Bud Smith, is driving on Dunhill Road en route to the Metropolis Ballpark. Following in another car, 50 yards behind, are Big George Latimer and Al McGuire.
Good. Just close the road behind us and it's blocked to the other end, too. Everything's all set, McGuire.
What's the play, Mr. Latimer?
You'll see in a moment, as soon as we get around the turn. There. See that big truck moving up the road? That Miss Lane's car?
Yeah.
Well, keep your eyes on it. And in just about a minute, you'll see the end of Miss Lane and that youngster with her. And the beginning of the end for Superman.
Please, Mr. Smith, go on with what you were telling Jim and me.
Oh, yes, Miss Lane. As I say, I like you and Jim, and I feel I can trust you, and, well, maybe you can help me.
Oh, we'll sure try. What's on your mind, Mr. Smith?
Well, it's like this. I'm known as Bud Smith, but I'm not at all sure that's my name.
What do you mean?
Well, this past month, as you know, until I was sold to the Metropolis Titans the other day, I've been pitching for the Gainesville Colts.
And I mean pitching. Boy, no hit, no run.
Hi, Jim. Go on, Mr. Smith.
Well, everything that's happened in this past month is clear to me. But I have absolutely no recollection of anything that happened.
Miss Lane.
Watch the truck ahead, Miss Lane. It's cutting in front of us.
I can get by.
No, no, look out.
Give them a horn, Miss Lane.
They're trying to push us off the road into the ditch.
Swing hard. They're going to hit it.
Look out. Look out.
Frantically blowing her horn, Lois Lane swings her car to the very edge of the road, sees the huge truck loom upon her, and realizes that she, Jimmy Olsen, and Bud Smith are about to be rammed and hurled into the ditch below. Superman could save Lois and Jimmy in this scant second remaining and save himself. But Superman, his memory lost, believes he is Bud Smith and is unaware of his extraordinary strength and powers. Can anything save our friends now? What will happen? We'll find out in tomorrow's thrilling and surprising episode. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Want to learn to identify birds? Well, then start collecting those full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. 24 different birds in the series with a full description of each one. You'll want to collect them all and trade duplicates with your pals and get the colorful album, too, so that you can paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. That's Crumbles, the crinkly, sort of sweet and metal-rich shreds of real whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.